Nothing sparks the ire of the masses like politicians giving themselves a raise. When Simcoe County Council voted to up councillors' remuneration during an October 22 council meeting, critics of every stripe came out of the woodwork to castigate the councillors, including the province's top politico, Premier Doug Ford. "It's like the fox taking care of the henhouse," Ford said in an interview a couple of days after Simcoe County councillors voted to give themselves a raise that will take their current councillor salary, $12,054 with an additional $6,025 in per diems, to a base salary of $41,717, not including per diems, in 2027. "This has to stop," the Premier added. On Wednesday night, Springwater Township Council condemned the raise and passed a resolution to urge County Council to repeal their wage increase to all members of County Council. A copy of the resolution, which was brought forward by Count Danielle Alexander, will be sent to Ford, Barry Springwater Oro Medant MPP Doug Downey and all municipalities within Simcoe County. "I feel that the 165% wage increase given to oneself is incredibly out of touch," said Alexander, who, like all councillors on Springwater Council, earns $28,471 annually for her township duties. "Certainly don't see that very often." Alexander said she wanted to bring her concerns to Township Council because she thinks if enough municipalities do the same, the increase might be rolled back. "If we can resolve as a council that we're not happy about it, and potentially other municipalities within the county push back as well, then there's the ability to effect change," she added. Count Phil Fisher, who seconded Alexander's motion, said it spoke for itself. "When people take a look at county councillors electing to give themselves some pretty hefty raises, 165%, it doesn't sit right with people, and I, certainly as a taxpayer and a municipal politician, I can't justify it," he said. "I definitely don't think it's right, and taking a stand or making our voices known is something we should do," Fisher added. Neither of Springwater's representatives on County Council, Mayor Jennifer Coughlin or Deputy Mayor George Cabral, were in favor of the raise. "I spoke against this on the county floor," said Coughlin. "I am in favor of county councillors increasing their wage next term. The huge problem I have with it is that, as county councillors, we knew what the pay was getting into it," she added. According to county officials, the raise, the first in 10 years, will bring current councillor salaries, among the lowest in Ontario, into the mid-range of compensation among similar-sized municipalities. "Our councillors were clear, when approving the phased adjustment for the first time in more than a decade, that they wanted to remain within the average or middle rate of pay, not the top of the list," Simcoe County Warden Basil Clark said in an email to Barry Today. "Regarding the matters being brought forward at Springwater Council, we do not comment on the lower-tier legislative process, nor do we feel it's appropriate for them to comment on ours," the warden added. Clark, however, did offer a correction to the Springwater Township motion. "The county tax levy does not impact lower-tier municipalities or the budgets they set in their local municipalities, as suggested in the motion," he said. "It's a separate line on residential bills, just like the school board." Property owners, who are also Simcoe County residents, contribute directly to the county tax levy for services such as waste collection, road operations, landfills, transit, long-term care, paramedic services, social services and housing, economic development, airport services and much more, Clark added. According to a chart that catalogued councillor wages at 10 counties, districts, regions that was included with the warden's comments, the remuneration for such councillors across Ontario is random at best. Of the 10 areas included on the list, the counties of Simcoe, Dufferin, Oxford and Wellington, the district of Muskoka and the regions of Durham, Halton, Niagara, Peel and Waterloo, Simcoe County councillor salaries were at the bottom. In Simcoe County, which has a budget of $774 million, councillors are paid $18,079. In Oxford County, a councillor earns $35,344. Oxford County's budget is about $350 million, less than half of Simcoe County's budget. In Durham Region, councillors are paid $62,143 each. Durham Region has a total budget of $2.18 billion. Peel Region, which has the largest budget on the list at $5.9 billion, pays each of its councillors $63,665 annually, the highest of the counties, districts, regions included in the chart. We are among the fastest-growing regions in Ontario, managing an annual budget approaching $1 billion while overseeing critical public services and significant infrastructure projects, Clark said. As a collective group, we felt this was an opportunity to further attract the best possible politicians to this level of government. We want diverse representation that aligns with the demographics of our region, he added.